My name is Hans the Storm. For over 100 years, I've pursued the snake that consumes itself, which manifests as a massive storm, able to rip people like myself and my companions, Mohawk and Hope, from our realities. This time I caught the storm, and inside it found strange people. These people call the snake that consumes itself a time machine. They have traveled back to my time to stop a great evil. This mega timeline still imprisons my sister Tan and my family, the Groton people. We will not stop until we see it defeated. Now I find myself in an alliance with these powerful fools. Hannah is a life and spirit shaman. They are like my people, but strange and twisted. Ethel is a witch who specializes in destruction and death. She means well, but is reckless with the power that she wields. Another, Mona, seems to control reality and be an instrument of some divine will. She is unwavering and loyal, but I question what ends her purpose serves. Parallax is a chronomancer who weaves space, time, and fate. He is devoted to his loved ones, but seems callous to the needs of others. For those who meddle with the forces of time itself, they are very short-sighted. That has not stopped them from saving many lives, and this timeship is filled with those who have become their family. Together, we can answer the spirit's call and right the wrongs of this and all realities.
Witch Hollow Farm. It's under the center of the Time Snake, somehow connected to it through fate. It also is a rip to the abyss that was eating ghosts. Ethel sealed this place away, but when you went back inside the building later, just recently, there was no inside the building. Instead, there was a yawning void. In that void, you each saw a key, cup, a sword. Key, cup, sword. There's one more. It's a coin, right? I feel like it was a coin. No, it was a pentagram. You all saw some sort of sigil on the ground. It's the suits of the tarot. You saw all the suits of the tarot, but they were all abyssal. And some of you, Parallax, were tempted by those items, and you took them with you, and now you have a second sword, and this one is an abyssal blade. Others sunk so deeply into that place that you met with a nightmarish abyssal lord. The Prince of 10,000 Leaps is not to be trifled with. But yet, Hannah, you came back, and you came back whole and in some ways stronger. Your wisdom is now 4 instead of 2. All 5 of you and Alora did come back stronger. But one of your companions, Sinjata, came back not at all. Also, where did you come back to? Well, your body tells you that you didn't come back to the real world. It looks very similar to a room that the 4 fools had encountered back in 2022. This was a room below Witch Hollow Farm. It was in those connected tunnels, and when you had found it before, it had been sealed away, hidden. Inside that room was a horrific spirit of the Lernian. In this timeline, the Lernian is not yet, or maybe ever, a horrific spirit, though the implications of you undoing a situation that brought you here, you haven't played around with that yet. And the Lernian now is a woman, She is a mage who brought you here to rescue her because she is being tortured by a group of other mages. Inspired by the tarot card draws that we just did before this, I have decided that in addition to Celeste, who is the woman who you know to be working with Reverend Samuel Paris, one of the White Putnams, this woman is the one who had the church in the spirit world, where she had all those spirits working for her, and she was like hiding in that battle and cursing you and attacking you with spirits. She is a master of spirit magic. So she's a very powerful wizard. But three of you are now art masters. So you've got your own power here. Also convening in this location, besides for just Celeste, are several other mages. I've decided that the number is 7. One of them you recognize as John Indian, the husband of Tituba. Tituba is also here. John Indian is that man who met Hannah by the lake briefly. And he's not that taken aback that you're here, honestly. Before anything could happen, Mona took the strength of will inside of her and manifested arc mastery of prime magic, changing her virtue. And Mona, you now find that you can speak with the tongue of the gods. When you speak in high speech, it sounds like it is 30, 50 voices speaking at once.
Does it do anything other than sound cool?
You haven't tried yet, but I'll let you know if it does when you use it.
Okay.
There's a stillness in the air. The witches are frozen, unsure what action to take. As you look at them, you can tell that they are tensing, readying for a fight, even though many of them do not know, you think, who you are.
So I imagine I came out of that place with like both swords in hand, and I could definitely see that being intimidating. So I'm going to try to de-escalate and sort of just put them away and sort of sheath them and be like, yeah,
sort of look around. I think that you actually have to roll resolve composure to put away the black blade.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask, who are you to these witches?
Do you want to ask it in Godspeak?
No, I don't want to scare them.
Okay. The glow sort of leaves your eyes and you come down. You look like you're still in your 16. No, you're in like a fae ball gown that you created when you went into the fae. So you look very wizardly, and they see your attempt to negotiate with them. One of the members of the party should roll some sort of persuasion check, maybe presence persuasion.
I got 2 successes on that sheathing roll.
You do it. The sword goes away, but you can feel it as it tries not to.
I'm going to ask, where's Mary?
And I got 1 presence persuasion success.
Are you talking about the Lernian? Because she's here in this room strapped to a chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't need to ask that.
You don't need to ask that. She's here. And it is fairly clear that they have been removing parts of her body bit by bit. She has no hands, for example.
I can fix that. I'm not concerned about that.
I got 1 success for presence persuasion.
It's very tense. It's a very tense room right now.
Okay. Can I look at them with prime magic and see what's up with them?
Yeah, as you look at them with your prime magic, you can tell that they are all mages here in this room. There are two women and a man who seem to stand with Celeste, almost as if they are one faction. And on the other side, Tituba and John Indian stand with another person. They're wearing a cloak drawn up closely, but as you are looking at them with prime sight, you can see that their face is like made out of stars. You think that they have unveiled their nimbus. Roll your prime plus gnosis, and remember your prime is 6 now. You get to ask questions equal to successes.
Yeah, I think I want to use spirit sight here.
7 successes. So, with prime sight, you get that list of questions that you can ask. And would you roll spirit gnosis for Hannah?
4.
I would also like to use death sight after too.
Okay, yeah, roll death gnosis.
Just 1.
With 1 success on your spirit sight, you can tell that there are lots of very powerful spirits here, and they are unnerving. You may ask a question.
Are they the same spirits we encountered the first time we encountered the pit in the basement of Wachala Farm?
No, they're much worse.
Oh, no.
I would like to use Potomac Empowerment.
Yeah, you feel the power course through you. What is that? What do you roll for that? Or does it just happen?
I have to roll Resolve Occult.
And 5 successes for me.
That's an exceptional success on Death Sight. So, Ethel, with your 5 successes on the Death Sight, you can tell that pretty much everybody in this room is a murderer, that the Lernian is a mass murderer, that this room has seen a lot of death, but you can also tell that there are very few ghosts here. This is the same room that you went to and sealed over, but now there's a floor. Or at least there seems to be a floor. In your ghost sight, you can tell that you're all standing on something that seems like rock, but you're not entirely convinced that it is.
Is this where the ghosts were getting sucked into? That thing I sealed over?
Yep.
Okay. Ethel is going to mindlessly start like hitting at it with her shovel.
The floor?
The floor.
Okay. We'll deal with that in just a moment. Okay. Monas? Questions that you'd like to ask.
I've got 7 questions.
Yep.
Who's has the highest gnosis and what is it?
You know, you cannot ask who has the highest gnosis. You can only pick one of them.
Okay. And there's so, 5 of them?
There's 7.
Oh, 7. Oh, 1 for each.
Okay. Would you like to know what all of their gnosi are?
No, I would like to know what their highest arcana are, I think.
Celeste is spirit. The man who is standing with them, he has a short-cut reddish beard and pale skin with quite a few freckles. They seem to have forces as their highest. Then next, there is a woman in a habit. There's 2 of them, actually. But one of them, her habit is drawn closed. She seems to be an expert in prime magic. And finally, the last woman standing next to Celeste seems to be a person who is most skilled in using life magic. With the other side of the room, the person whose face is a bunch of stars is most proficient in forces magic. The man who you would know as John Indian, he is most skilled in using spirit magic, and so too is Tituba.
Okay.
Okay.
But no time. There's no time mentioned.
Actually, I'm going to say that you didn't ask any questions about the Lernaean. You only picked these seven mages. The Lernaean who's tied up here, bonus question, time. That's her specialty. And with that, Ethel takes the shovel, and how hard are you hitting the ground?
I mean, I feel like initially as that thought like goes over her, she starts poking at it, but if it feels like there's any chance it might break, she'd probably give it a good knock.
Okay. So you start tapping. It is like the few actions people are really doing anything, so everyone would probably notice, unless you're doing it very stealthily, that you're like, clunk, clunk, clunk.
No, I think she's doing it. Know when you get like just an idea in your head?
Yeah.
And you just like do it, and then you later on have that moment where you're like, oh, other people can see what I'm doing. Hmm? That's the moment Ethel's having.
So as you strike it, it makes kind of it's almost like a hollow sound, and it rings unnaturally in your death senses. Something to do with death is on the other side of this. And you don't think that you can break through with just the shovel, but you don't have just the shovel. You're a master of death arcana, and it, you think, would be fairly trivial for you to smash open this floor with the death arcana. For Hunts the Storm, I'm gonna jump and I'll be right back, but for Hunts the Storm, Ish, you got 5 successes, did you say?
8.
8. Well, that definitely works then. You feel the totemic power rushing through you. Take a beat, and as the power is rushing over you, you feel Old Snap is with you. And I've been doing an Old Snap voice. One moment.
We are not in a world above. You are deep below the ocean. Now, little one.
The ocean. Okay. We're the ocean of time or space or water.
We swim in the great nothingness. I swim upon the back of my father, as you know. But beyond us, that is where they come from. That is where they ride the broken shell.
And you know that where they ride the broken shell is the Nega timeline, where it's not as good, we can say.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
With your totemic empowerment, what bonuses does it give you?
Plus 1 to strength, dex, stam, plus 2 to perception, and allows me to see. I can see all spirits and stuff.
Yeah, so with your ability to sense spirits, you can tell that you are at the jaws of something massive.
I feel like a prey.
You do feel like something is trying to prey on you. But whether you feel like prey or not is up to you. You're a wolf.
Yeah.
I know, Victoria, you wanted to do something like break open the world? What's the plan here?
Oh, Oh yeah, I would like to make a poor decision, please. Do I believe that if I open this thing up, that the like ghost vacuum starts back up?
Good. You're not sure. You really have no idea.
Okay. But I also feel like if it does, I can just shut the ghost vacuum again, right? Like I did that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's open it.
Okay. You raise the shovel up. You all can tell that Ethel is about to cast a spell. Well, maybe Hunts the Storm roll a wits occult check to tell. But everybody else, you know Ethel. And I guess, Mona, you with your prime sight up could see that it's a death spell. You can see the sigils forming around Ethel.
I mean, it's not malicious. I'll let it happen.
I kind of want to do a fate spell, and I don't know which one it would be, so that whatever Athel's about to do, it's going to work out for us party members.
Okay. Yeah, roll fate plus gnosis. That's mana for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Parallax.
Can I sort of, I guess this is a time spell, but I kind of want to scry to the future to see what would happen if she were to go through with this.
Roll time gnosis, but I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, yeah.
Three successes.
Oh, man. I got 7 successes.
Okay. You can tell that right now you are standing on a very thin ledge of reality. There is no future for this space, nor is there a past beyond a few hours ago. It's like this place came into being, but should not be. It's like someone rewound the timeline, but then cut the piece of the timeline that they've rewound and then stuck it on top of itself. Except no, wait, you're in the middle of the abyss. You're on a tiny time island where you're pretty sure that there's a limited amount of time here. And if you go too far into the future, the whole thing collapses. The whole thing will collapse the moment that Ethel's shovel strikes the ground.
Yeah. Am I within arm's reach of Ethel?
You're all fairly close, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to like be like Ethel, and then I like grab her shovel by like the hilt to try to at least see if like...
I do think that there's enough time for Ethel to see this. Ethel, you now have a choice whether you would like to strike the shovel breaking the ground. You do see Parallax going to try to stop you.
I'm going to stick my tongue out of Parallax and do it anyway.
Right. Roll death gnosis. Parallax, you can try to stop this with fate gnosis, but...
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Forget what my fate is. Oh, yeah.
And both of you can spend willpower if you so desire.
I got one success here.
Yeah. Ethel?
Sorry, I'm counting.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
4.
Okay. As you strike into the ground, your power echoes through this space. A long fissure appears, cracking underneath everyone. As it happens, unfortunately, Hannah, you feel that fate spell that you were trying to cast be subsumed in paradox as all of you are plunged into the abyss.
Whoops.
Ethel, you gonna beat?
I should have spent the willpower.
Oh, wait. Can I cast Archmage Open My Own Dimension and use my hero, my new hero virtue?
Okay, so you feel the dimension collapsing around you as you are all pulled into the abyss, and you're going to try to reflexively roll prime plus gnosis to expand out this realm that you've never been in. Archmage style.
Yeah, that's a good idea, right, guys?
Yeah, sure. What's happening to the Lernerian and the other mages?
You got so many questions.
Can I sticky hands throw my arms out to catch Mary Paris at least? Is it just we're falling into the abyss, into nothingness? Us all alone again?
You know, it doesn't, it feels like falling for a moment, but then it feels like being unwritten from reality as there's just this blackness that subsumes your arms and legs and finally your head and consciousness.
Whoa.
Yes, so, you can absolutely use a willpower.
All right, so it's not like a plane. It's like literally a void.
So the abyss is where things aren't.
Yeah, okay.
And you're about to be where things aren't.
Hey, don't mess up, Mona. Well, no pressure.
I got three.
You got three successes. With three successes, first of all, you feel the paradox coursing around you as you cast this spell. There are four dice in the paradox pool. Would you like to spend a mana to reduce the die pool?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you use a magical tool?
No.
So you can add one yantra to this roll if you would like. And it could be a magical tool, which would add a +1 bonus to your roll and a -2 die.
Okay.
Spend 2 mana, and paradox probably doesn't happen even though you're in the middle of the abyss. And you get to roll one more die to see if you get any more successes.
Nope.
Paradox does occur.
I'll soak it.
Yeah, roll your wisdom.
I got a 9. 1-9.
Take 1 point of bashing damage. You were so close. Okay. So close to, you know, bringing another abyssal into this world. I would have been so happy. But with 3 successes, you can pick 3 people to bring into your realm with you.
Okay. Gonna bring Parallax, because maybe you can do something with time. Oh, dang. Yeah. Hopefully, you can go back in time.
I will warn you, I just did that sort of time spell. It seemed like the area that occurred in was, it's just a single point. There wasn't really any line for me to work with. So there's a big maybe here. I could try, but...
Yeah.
But thank you. I'll give it a shot.
Saving Parallax does not save Allura. You should know.
I'm actually going to have to refuse that if I can.
No, you don't get a choice.
Maybe I'll try harder.
It's one of my obsessions. I'm going to fail. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I was going to go with the OG group.
Just letting Allura and Hunt the Storm and all these other mages. You're not taking the Lernian.
I can only pick 3. I would if I could.
You can only pick 3. You could pick the Lernaean.
Why would I do that?
No reason.
Yeah, I would if I could, but I'm going with the OG group. Sorry.
All right. So, Ethel, the one who doomed everyone, Parallax and Hannah. Instead of finding yourself in the abyss, you find yourself inside a clockwork castle. Mona isn't there. The massive walls of this castle are spinning walls of gears. You're not sure how you got here. There's a courtyard made of flowers, and flowers are turning. There's a sun up above that is clearly a gear, clicking across a luminous sky, which is not blue, but a brilliant white light.
Are we in, like, Mona's subconscious, maybe?
None of you are a mind mage, and you're cut off from your mind mage at the moment. Actually,
yeah. I have a mind mage.
All right, Hannah. Yeah, roll mind gnosis.
Yeah. Four.
Mind, spirit, fate, death, prime are the five elements of a soul. So in a way, you are inside Mona's mind, but you are actually inside Mona's soul.
Wow. We're inside Mona's soul. It's very orderly. This is not what I expected.
I thought the gears were like kind of a catchphrase. Didn't expect them to be literal.
Ethel, how are you taking this?
Feel like I made a mistake.
Yeah, so what happened, Ethel?
Can Parallax just fix it? Can he just undo it?
I'll try.
Can you heal magic from inside someone's soul at all?
I don't know. I don't think this has ever really been done before. So the question is, where's Mona? If we're in their soul, then where the hell, where are they? Also,
we're in Mona, but so Mona can't be inside of Mona, right?
Can Mona hear us? Mona!
Mona does not respond. The gears continue to click in perfect perfection.
All right. So we said we're like
going to do soul magic, right?
Once again, death, spirit, mind, fate, and the last one, prime, are all elements of a soul and may be used to manipulate this world in some way.
It's possible. You say we're in like a clock tower?
You are. You're like in a castle tower. The castle has many towers. And Mona, what would your soul castle look like? Hit me up with some gear deets.
Sure. It's got some iron gates, and as they open, all the gears making up the gate are like turning within each other. The windows are stained glass windows of gears that are slowly turning. Everything seems to be shifting. It's a little dizzying effect.
And it almost like animates the stained glass windows. And as you look at them, you can tell that these are actually scenes from Mona's life that are being depicted on the stained glass windows.
Yeah, so you see like a red Jeep Cherokee on fire. You see a pirate ship getting lost into the fog. You see a Kraken battle. You see Mona inside of a whale, an island with a tower on it, someone who is in the depths of the ocean.
All right. Well, we're in a castle, and we're in like a tower right now. So I'd want to go to the throne room. Every castle has a throne room or some sort of main chamber. So that's where my best guess is going to be.
All right.
If we're kind of like inside of a soup that contains fate, we use fate to find the throne room or wherever would be helpful to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You could use fate. You could roll fate gnosis to navigate the
find towers. The throne room.
And all three of you should roll fate gnosis because you all have fate. In the meantime, those of you without fate, by which I mean Hunts the Storm, you feel everything slipping away from you. As you felt this a few times before, this feels like when you caught the storm. There was a rush of this feeling when you slew the Eater of Souls and all of your people got torn into the Nega timeline. No one ever knew what happened to Tituba or her husband. They just disappeared. Because all of the people in this room with you disappeared. And some would consider it a curse, others a blessing. But there's something to catch you in the nothingness. It's disorienting, like you were falling from the sky with gravity being the other direction, and your body also didn't exist at the same time. But you and the others in this room, including the Lernian who is tied to a chair and falls crashing into rocks, splitting open her head, find yourself in the bottom of a stone gully, a massive rock canyon. The sky here bleeds. It's raining, but it's raining blood. And that's all you need to know where you are, because you've been here before and you know of this place. They call these rocks the Shattering. This is the place where massive abyssal spirits break down those things which the Prince of 10,000 Leaves, the blasphemous scribe, declares to be incongruous with its world. This is the place that took Tatanka long ago, or not that long ago. Time, it seems fresh in your mind. The pack fighting here, back to back, against the horrors which you know will inevitably be here for you. The others who came with you are not as concerned. Though they are concerned. But you know that they are right to be. Oh look, Hannah, your fate spell worked. Didn't go so bad for the fools.
Yep, got caught. Yay.
So I have a bit of an idea. I want to see if I can sort of feel my connection with Laura and see if I can even sort of grasp her in any way.
I think that as you are walking through the hallways, you are reaching out, but you're just not getting anything at the moment. And how many successes did you all get combined on that fate spell?
I got three.
I got two.
Okay. It's almost like the ground is snapping around your feet, Hannah, and you have to like quickly step to not be consumed by it. But the other two seem to be doing fine with Parallax. You're leading the way, Ethel behind. It's a maze, a labyrinth, and it winds until it reaches a massive open room where the water is made of gears. The throne is empty. In fact, there is no throne, just an empty dais. And in front of it, above it, there is a clockwork angel, massive, 40 feet tall, made of gold and bronze, and it's Mona. Before you reached here, you felt very disconnected from Alora. For a moment, you do feel the ticklings of some sort of time spell. If you'd like, you could roll time gnosis. But before we get to that, I'm jumping back to Hunts the Storm. Hunts the Storm, there's mages, they're getting together. One of them is making a wall of fire around the others, or around Celeste's Christian group.
I rush over to the Lanirin and
her body convulsing. She's lost a lot of blood and the damage from the fall seems to have really... It'll take a medicine check to save her life. And even then, it's not looking great.
See what I can do.
All right. It's a dex plus medicine check.
Okay. Got some medicine. Dex.
Oh, and Victoria, you're here because Alora's here.
Oh yeah. She's with this group too. Is she okay?
Define okay.
She didn't crack her head open, right?
Nope. No damage, really. She seems to, you know, like, not know anybody here, really. You've known Hunts the Storm for a little bit.
All right, I'll spend a willpower point. Rolling. Got a lot of it now. Keep rolling 10. Keep rolling.
Yep.
Four successes.
You've done it. You staunch the bleeding, and she comes to, her body sort of shaking.
Wrapping, using what I can and what I have.
Yeah, you have some emergency herbs for exactly this purpose. You've brought a lot of supplies with you. You're always very prepared. And so you've done it pretty much. She is alive and conscious, taking wound penalties. She would look up at you, except she has no eyes. And she's going to say, "This is wrong. No, we're not. We can't be. Oh, God.
Where are we? Do you know what can be done, what we do to reverse this, to get out of here, to get you out of here?"
"This place should never have been. We shouldn't have told them. We shouldn't have told anyone. Why did I? Why? We were such fools."
What did you tell?
"They were coming for us. The maids just, the Massachusetts, they had powerful allies, werewolves and other things. We would have stood no chance against them, but we had our magics."
"What did you do?"
"I asked the spirits. I found one."
You asked them what?"
"I asked them to erase them from history. And they did. They did." And it's at this point that things moving from above begin to descend towards the group. They fire long chains that zip like firearms towards you. What's your defense?
My defense right now? It's a 5.
They miss you entirely.
Oh man, I'll spend a point of essence to turn into Rhinos?
Yeah, you do, batting away the chains. Not everyone is as lucky or strong as you are. And the mages are impaled one by one. Next to you, Alora takes one through her abdomen. You can see
Alora
sides pouring out as she takes 5 points of lethal damage.
I can't try to block it with with the axe, can I?
No.
Yeah.
The chains pull taut, and everyone who just got hit, which is everyone except for you and the Lernian, is pulled up into the sky. Hunts the Storm, you will be able to take an action before they all go up into the sky. But before that happens, we're jumping back to the Clockwork Castle. It's so cool just hanging out in a Clockwork Castle. What a good castle. Hanging out.
I use mind magic to see if Mona is inside, like, or...
Yeah, absolutely.
I say, "Hey, Mona," or is Mona, like, a statue?
You can tell with your mind connection that Mona is inside that statue and she slumbers. Roll mind gnosis to awaken her. Parallax, you're reaching out with your time magic to try to find Alora. And Ethel, what are you doing?
Other than panicking, I actually think Ethel, out of a panic of the mistake she just made, would try to see if she can slide into death where she is. Can I do that here?
This place is like death. It doesn't have an other world. This place is the other world. It's interesting. Wild. Gain a beat, in fact.
So I used the willpower on that time gnosis roll, and I got 8 successes.
Whoa. All right.
I only got 1 on waking Mona.
Mona, you sense someone here. You begin to awaken, but you are not immediately awake. And Parallax, with 8 successes, first of all, take a beat. Second of all, you feel through your mastery of time that where a moment ago you were holding a burning book, that was the shred of reality. Mona, her soul here is almost like a bookmark. You're not reading a book. You are outside of time itself. You're in a library of all reality in a metaphorical way. You see the burning book and you see that as the ashes are falling down, that there is another book on the ground. It's a book that you recognize, and it lies open, waiting for you to read it. You think that if you wanted to, you could leave this world and go to where Alora is, but Alora is in the Nega timeline.
I have to do it. I have to keep Alora safe.
Are you going to tell the rest of the group, or are you just gonna do it?
I'm going to go solo. I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to grab it and go.
Okay. Mona, as your giant angel clockwork eyes begin to open, you see Parallax pull on something, part of the god machine, and just right on out of there. Unless you'd like to cut him off and stop him. All right? Don't you know, you never split the party. The 3 of you trapped inside Soul Plane, we'll get back to in a moment. But right now, Hunt, the storm, as the chains are pulling people apart, what are you doing?
I'm going to try and jump up and rescue Allura from the chain.
Okay. You jump, roll a dex brawl, I think.
Dex brawl?
Dex brawl.
Okay. I can my claw. You tell me, just a simple question. Mm-hmm. Claws are my specialty. Can I use them in this or no?
If you'd like to deal a point of lethal damage to Allura, you may use your claws.
Oh, I better not. That's probably... How much health do people have? 10?
Mm-hmm.
10? Okay.
Oh, a general have 10 would be a very high number for health.
Oh.
Yes. 7 would be average. And Victoria, ooh, you have...
I better not. I better...
Was it lethal damage those chains did?
Yeah.
All right. No claws and no successes.
Allura is ripped up into the sky, dropping organs and blood behind. Would you like to turn that failure into a dramatic failure?
Yeah, sure. Let's do dramatic.
The chains also take Valyrnia as soon as you step away. You have to bat away another wave, but as you're doing it, there's a flickering around you. And suddenly, Matthew Leon Parallax is standing there. Parallax, you see Allura for just a moment.
Yeah, so I mean, how far away is she right now? Like, she's into the distance, pretty much.
She's probably over 100 feet away. These things seem to be moving lightning fast, these chains. You can't really tell much about them, but you can tell that they are some sort of magical, spiritual effect. And they are disappearing into these dark, nebulous clouds.
I want to try a couple things. The first thing, I'm just going to see if I can't just make it so the chains never shot out in this area. Like, that wasn't a thing. Like, she never got carried off. Just sort of delete that from the timeline here, if there is one.
As you cast this spell, you can. There's absolutely a timeline here, but okay. Everything in it is abyssal. It's adding 3 dice of paradox to every time spell you cast. So, right now, there's 3 dice of paradox on this spell. Would you like to spend any mana to reduce that?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Oh, I got so much mana right now. How much? I could do up to 3 mana to get rid of... Yeah, I'm going to use 3 mana.
All right, with a chance die, paradox happens again. That's 10. So 1 success.
All right. So do I roll
You roll your wisdom to resist the paradox, and then you roll time gnosis for the spell.
Right, so for my wisdom, isn't it 3 dice, or do I roll...
No, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Since I did a hubris.
Oh, yeah. 3 successes?
With... 3 successes. You stop it, you take 1 point of bashing damage.
All right, I'll roll time spell.
Yes.
All right. Oh, yeah. This is looking pretty good. 6 successes.
Okay. That is very good. We're going to come back. Well, the odds of that, Katie, are increasing by the moment. But in the meantime, the 3 of you inside the Mona Space Castle. Mona, this castle is you. You are this castle. This castle is an extension of you. Anything that you want happens here.
Well, I guess Mona's really stressed, so it's really hot.
Hannah doesn't feel that it's hot because everything's temperate and temperature control around their body, but they're freaking out, being really angry at Parallax for just suddenly booping out of existence to who knows where, leaving me and Ethel inside of Mona's soul and screaming up at Mona like, Mona, wake up. Parallax has become Parallax again.
Not yet.
Can we shake that angel thing?
I'm like,
waking up as Hannah is yelling at it.
What's going on?
We're inside of your soul somehow. I don't.
But get out.
Well, Parallax found a way out, but left us behind. But who knows where he's gone? And there's only us. Where's Allura and Hunts the Storm? Everyone else.
Then take everyone with me. We should get out of here and help. Can I bring us out of my dimension?
Roll a intelligence occult check. You're a member of the Mysterium. You know about magic and stuff.
That's a 1.
You know that you could leave this space that would return you to where you were before you entered it, which was the abyss.
Okay. I don't know how to get us out of here without bringing us to the abyss.
You could roll a prime gnosis to investigate.
Yeah.
And the other 2 of you could also roll spells or do other things.
So we're not in a place that's alive. at all, right? There's not.
No, it's spiritual, though. It's one giant spirit, which is Mona. Good headbutt.
You're so sweet and so cute and so stinky.
8 counts, right?
Yes.
I got 9 successes.
Whoa. Okay. So first of all, gain a beat because you learn about knowing things.
Yeah, and that's one of my obsessions. So always good.
You are in the middle of an ocean that is the abyss. It's bad here, but you have in this city the raw building blocks to build a ladder. You could build the ladder out of the abyss, saving yourself, Ethel and Hannah, from the Nega timeline. Or you could build the ladder down deeper into the abyss, because that is where your friends have fallen.
Can I build it in both directions?
You don't think that you're strong enough to... In fact, you don't even think that it will last very long. Out of your soul, and the abyss is going to try to destroy your soul in the process. It's also very dangerous, I should add.
Right. Okay, I am going to confer with my 2 remaining mages. Mostly Hannah, though, because Ethel, I have been a bad teacher.
How was I supposed to know? I just felt like there was something under the ground.
Right.
There was.
Yes.
Think about things and observe before doing normally. Magic, you gotta really think about things when it comes to doing magic.
Well, I guess no one expects the actual literal void hidden underneath the floorboards.
Right? Plus, like, Parallax was supposed to fix it. Doesn't he fix it when we make bad choices?
That's true. He usually does fix things when we've messed up. Yeah. And he's just messed up. He's left us behind.
You don't suppose it's part of fixing it, do you?
Maybe.
It could be.
He could be out fixing things from the outside of wherever.
Is there a way maybe I could... So I have this poster of Parallax from the book signing that he signed. Could I use that to try to get some sort of prime connection with Parallax?
You have a connection to Parallax. That's how you could target the Nega timeline. So yes.
Oh, great. Well, let me talk to Parallax. Hold on.
You can't really send a message to Parallax. You could get to Parallax. You could exist where Parallax is. But without space 2, you won't be able to send a message remotely through that.
Okay, so what if the plan is to get to where Parallax is and then build the ladder up?
Can we get directly to not... the mortal plane? Can we go to... Because we're outside of reality right now, yes. Right?
You can go directly to the supernal if you'd like to.
And then from there, can we get back to other places? Like kind of do like a hop to like the supernal or the spirit world or the fae. And then from there, make our way back to...
Anyone can roll a intelligence occult check, I suppose. No successes. Yeah, you're just too flustered to remember anything about this. What you are describing is referred to colloquially as ascending out of reality, and no one has ever come back from it. If you go to...
We ascend into the Fae.
There are 2 different types of the Fae. There's the Fae on the mortal side, and that is where you've been. But it's like a sub-realm, a shadow of the true Fae. And in the true Fae, you don't have bodies. There's no perception. It's gods or nothing.
I don't know whose fate is good enough, but can we like be fated to come back from ascension?
Not with anything less than Arc Mastery of Fate. And probably Arc Mastery of Prime at the same time, at least.
It's the same with the spirit world. We can't like... pass as a soul through the spirit world.
So there is the upper spirit world, but then there's the lower spirit world, and you cannot go there and come back with your physical bodies. You can go there, and Mona would have a hard time bringing you to there. Mona could very easily bring you accidentally to the realm where Obermost come from, which we know as heaven.
Not that bad.
Not bad.
Very orderly.
So... is my idea of getting to Parallax and then building the ladder not a good idea?
Unknown.
So the options are?
With the idea that you could go down into the abyss, you've never been except for that one time, Mona. You know the time when you got stabbed in the back and there was a ziggurat. That was the only other time that you've been to the Abyss, and somehow you got back.
Yeah, can you refresh me? How did I get back?
You don't know.
Huh.
There, you were in the ziggurat, now then you were back.
Interesting. Well, which option would coincide with helping fix the paradox timeline?
You gotta go down before you go up if you want to fix it.
Then that's what we're gonna do.
All right. Sealing yourself in a bubble of prime, you're gonna roll prime gnosis, and the Abyss is going to resist.
I give Mana a fate boost.
Yeah, do you have exceptional luck as a rogue?
Yeah.
If so?
Yes, I do.
You can give Mana 8 agains on this roll then, and you would roll your fate plus gnosis plus your rote skill. Mona, you might want to add some yantras into this. You can add, I believe, 3 or 4 at this point.
I'm already at 7 successes.
Whoa. The Abyss is not at 7 successes, though they did get, looks like, 5 here. But you should keep going because you reroll all those successes.
Oh, 9s too?
Yeah, everything now.
8s and 9s. I succeeded.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. 7.
Okay. The chains snake down from the sky, and they're going to impale Alora Parallax. But now you're here. You get to take one action.
Me?
No, Parallax. But soon you.
All right, so the chains are coming down. Do I have like any, is there any cover, or is it just out in the open here?
You are completely out in the open. It's this big rocky crevice with these sharp rocks. They are slick with the blood of people who have been killed here, but there are no bodies. The sky is a turbulent red-gray with clouds that crash, and the chains are coming from the clouds themselves.
All right. So Alora's right next to me, too.
Yes, you appeared right next to where Alora got taken from.
All right. I hope this works.
Means that you also see as Hunts the Storm jumps to try to protect Alora.
All right. I am going to cast, it's going to be so many reductions to this, but I'm going to cast a space spell to try to portal back to the dimension I just left from.
You can't.
I can't.
It's not space.
Was it through time that I did that?
You followed a line through time and space, but you cannot get back to it because it is not a space to return to. And you can tell this as you go to cast that spell.
Yeah. All right. I am going to create a temporal pocket where I'm at to buy myself time.
All right. There are 5 dice of paradox right now.
I'm going to spend, I got plenty of mana. I'm going to spend, I'm going to spend 4 points of mana.
Okay. No successes on paradox. Your spell happens. Do you want to take any penalties to increase the duration of this?
Yeah, I want this to last for at least a few hours.
All right, that would be at a -6 penalty.
All right, okay. If I spend my last willpower right now, will I take additional penalties to this roll or any roll after it?
Any roll after it, you'll take a -2 penalty.
All right, I'm going to spend my last willpower here, and I'm going to be using all like high speech.
You can only add 1 because you have to do it in a moment. You can just add your pocket watch. You hold it up.
Yeah, I'll hold it up. Creating sort of like a force field doing this. Yeah. I rolled 3 zeros off the bat, and that's not even all the dice I was supposed to roll.
Just needed 1.
I just needed 1.
Just needed 1.
Okay. So
3 or?
So after that, it was 7 successes.
You gain back a willpower, in fact, as you are resolved. As you cast a bubble of time around you and everybody else, as the chains are inches away from hitting them, they fall slack as gravity applies to them faster than it does. You have foiled all of these attack rolls, and you now have 6 hours. And in the middle of this moment, suddenly the sky splits open, and into your temporal bubble walks an angel and 2 master mages. Hey, the party's back together.
Good to see you guys.
Mona says in God speech, in the tongue of gods, it's time to fix the paradox timeline.
All right. And I think we can pause the session right there, as it's now time to fix the paradox timeline. You've got 6 hours to prepare here with these mages, and then you've got a lifetime of an abyssal world. You've left your time ship back in the timeline proper, and it won't be able to leave until you are on board. there is a way to stop this timeline. There is. But you can feel that this whole place is like a predator, and it wants you. It wants you so bad. The other mages here are terrified, except for Celeste, who is mostly mad. Lernian gasps out, "Now we're all infected. We'll each carry this place with us."
Well, I was like, first time?
I was here before.
This is your fault. Oh, alright.
I was part of a group, Epona's Chariot. When we came here, the resident mages, the Massachusetts people, they tried to eliminate us with their spirit allies. And so I went and I searched through time for a way that we could defeat them, to remove them entirely from time. And we did that. We removed them here. The place that we sent them to was hungry, and it lived in the room where we did the ritual, that same room where I was being tortured. For you found me. You are the fools, are you not? The no eyes, by the way. Her eyes have been gouged out as her hands have been cut off.
Wait, did you make a concordant? How did you banish, I assume, Hunts the Storm's people? Tana gestures to our friend.
Yeah, she's blind.
Oh, yep. Tana just face palms and then gives a Valernia in her eyes back.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Paradox.
Why are you rolling?
As you do that, of the abyssal plane manifests, ripping her body open and disintegrating her into a monstrous spirit. You closed one of the loops!
No.
Hey, we did it.
Does that count as plugging a hole?
Yeah, that's a beat, I guess. The horrific Lernian stands before you. She reaches into all of your minds as a spirit. And she can still communicate with you, but she is now dead.
Oh, we're going to stop the session 5 minutes ago.
Right. Yeah, we totally should have, shouldn't we?
Well, cool.
The Lernian did not know what concordant you were speaking of, but had made some sort of deal with the Nega timeline to destroy their enemies.
Yeah, and Epona's chariot becomes the Ebon Noose.
Yes, what's okay. Left of it.
Yeah. But how did they how did they do it? How did they get in?
How did they reach the Nega timeline?
Yeah.
One of her time spells went wrong. The paradox brought her mind to this place where she met a prince who promised her power. All they had to do was make a sacrifice. And she made that sacrifice. She doesn't tell you more.
What was the sacrifice?
You see for a moment screaming people as she steals their lives. Just a flicker.
So you brought doom and murdered even more people because you wanted, like, your goal was literal genocide.
We needed to protect our people. You can never speak of this place. You must all be destroyed. The spirit's going to try to destroy you.
This bubble to sort of get my mana back, but
I guess that's my inside of it. And now she's a horrific monster. Hannah, if you'd like to, you could roll a spirit gnosis that's opposed.
I am. Hannah is so mad. So mad about where this all came from.
It's not very good.
Going to, so it's an opposed, I am opposing, yep. Just with spirit.
Yeah, they got 3 successes on 12 dice. It got 3 successes on 12 dice.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You banish it just outside of the time bubble and it's frozen. Trapped as it tries to reach you.
So I can also dismantle this spirit while I'm inside this bubble?
You can't attack things outside the time bubble. Alternately, you could have dealt 4 points of bashing damage to the spirit, but that's not as good.
That's not as good. If I had 1 more point of spirit, I could annihilate it.
How much experience do you have?
I don't think I have enough. I have 3 points of experience.
You gain another point right now, as everybody gains a point of experience for playing. What a massive conflict.
I have 4 experience points and I can buy my 5th Dot of Spirit.
You're the first double master of the party is what I heard.
Yes. So this is, Hannah is justice and hateful, and this is all of the things that they find abhorrent. Like, just
how much does it cost to grace a dot? Was it 4 or 5?
I believe it is 4 experience.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be fate 5 now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all of you have had your souls broken upon the rocks and become stronger.
Yes.
Did anybody do any of their aspirations or obsessions for beats? That's right. It's really happening. We're actually wrapping up now. I'm not going to kill any of you in between now and when the session is done being recorded.
Have I learned more about magic?
Yes, I think so. I think you absolutely have. You've had a very close connection to the Abyss recently.
I kept Laura safe.
You did. Take a beat.
Yeah.
She'd be dead.
Oh, yeah.
I found a hole to plug.
You did. Yeah, but you got a beat for that already.
I did forget that one. And did I save Mary/Valernian?
No, you absolutely did not gain a beat for failing your aspiration.
Great. And we're not one step closer to stopping the Concordant.
I actually think you are. No, you are.
There's no abyssal timeline. There's no Concordant.
Yeah, you don't really know this, but all the mages who would sign the Concordant are here in the time bubble with you. There are three parties here. The White Putnams, the Ebon Noose, and the Fools.
It was us the whole time? We're the third group?
So, back in the first season, May said that my doom was called the Final Signature.
What? Why would we sign that?
Why would we sign it?
To fix the timeline? That makes no sense.
Unless part of the agreement is that they never ever touch our timeline again, but then that is their goal. No, we do not negotiate with terrorists.
That's right. Mona, let's see. Obsession, find out how things work?
Yep.
And obsession, fix paradox timeline. So they went down the ladder.
Yep. Please. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Hunts the Storm, did you accomplish any of your aspirations or obsessions? Or just aspirations?
Yeah, aspirations. Save Valernian.
Yep. You failed in that, but you gain a beat.
Okay.
Technically, you did save them from being tortured there. You dragged them into the abyss and then destroy them.
The rest was just to get back to the timeship.
Well, that's going to be quite difficult now, but it's still a good goal.
Okay.
That timeship would be very useful.
Yeah, it seems like that'd be. Okay, and it's 4 experience points to raise an attribute.
I think it is. That sounds pretty close.
Increase my resolve to 5.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. Find out deeper truths from Valernian.
Yes, you absolutely. In fact, take 2 beats from that. You found out a lot of deep truths from the Valernian just now.
Ooh, I gotta erase that one. And connect back with my Dawnland people.
No, the Dawnland people are now cut off, but you could change that aspiration to connect with the people who are lost in this timeline. Because the rest of your tribe, the rest of the Croatan people are here in this timeline, maybe still alive.
I gotta find them.
Well, now that you've got some fate mages, that's gonna be pretty trivial.
What's trivial?
Finding anything. You wanna find something? Talk to a fate mage.
Fate mage.
Everyone, in our next session, you can expect that you are going to be in a war against a timeline, I guess is the best way for me to put it. You've invaded, and now it's going to try to destroy you, sending all of its antibodies out.
You can use merit dots as add to stuff sometimes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on the merit.
Like a doom.
Yeah. So destiny, you can add those dice at any point. During a session, you can just be like, I want to spend 3 dice of destiny on this to add 3 dice.
You know, I think it's pretty great that it was Ethel, aka the linchpin of reality, who destroyed our little reality bubble.
Hey, I just want to say, Ethel, thanks for get outing me.
You're welcome, and also accidentally. I feel like this is important.
I feel like I was in here.
I feel like you made that very exciting, actually, Ethel. I did not anticipate it going that way. Choices make the best stories.
True.
Always been true.